With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President J.D. Vance says a third round of negotiations with Iran have ended in Pakistan after some 21 hours without reaching an agreement. The vice president spoke briefly to reporters after the talks concluded before dawn Sunday. Two Pakistani officials says discussions between the heads of the delegations will resume after a break. The centerpiece of President Trump's economic policy, sweeping taxes on global imports, is under legal assault again.
The U.S. Court of International Trade heard oral arguments Friday in an attempt to overturn the temporary tariffs that President Trump turned to after the Supreme Court in February struck down his preferred choice, even bigger, even more sweeping tariffs. Defeated at the high court, Mr. Trump reached for a stopgap solution, imposing temporary worldwide tariffs under a 1974 trade law. Now, two dozen states and some businesses are challenging the president's authority to impose the new tariffs. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Artemis II's moon-traveling astronauts are back home and treated to a thunderous welcome.
The four-person team flew to Houston's Ellington Field from San Diego Saturday afternoon. After a quick reunion with their families, the astronauts took the stage, surrounded by those who took part in NASA's landmark lunar comeback. The three Americans and one Canadian splashed down in the Pacific Friday night. The Artemis II crew traveled deeper into space than the Apollo astronauts decades ago.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. A federal judge has been instructed to reconsider the possible national security implications of halting construction of President Trump's White House ballroom. An appeals court panel says in a ruling that it didn't have enough information to decide how much of the project to be suspended without jeopardizing the safety of the president, his family, or the White House staff. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center profiles religious radio in the United States.
The sweeping new survey uses the term religious radio, but in fact the vast majority of stations are Christian, 74%. 8% are specifically Catholic, and the rest cannot be categorized. Pew also reports that when it comes to content, about half of all Christian radio airtime is devoted to music, the other half to spoken content. And the study also reveals that 77% of stations list evangelism as their primary goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supporters of England's nearly 500-year-old church choir tradition are trying to preserve it as the nation becomes increasingly secular. They've launched a campaign for the government to recognize choral services as an important part of Britain's culture under a United Nations program that seeks to protect intangible cultural heritage. The epitome of British church choir tradition is Eversong, a weekly evening service of hymns and more. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says data centers are indispensable in today's digital landscape.
Guess what? If you love your cell phone, right? You've got it with you every single minute. It's like an appendage to your body. You want that cell phone to work? You need data centers, right? So just like if you want electricity, you've got to have power plants.
Moore says not only are they critical, but are a boost to the economy. He lives near one himself, near Washington.
And it pays it pays about a third of all the taxes in that county.
Steve Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A new study finds Texas oil remains a crucial energy source, providing economic benefits and geopolitical leverage for the country. The Lone Star State produced half of all U.S. oil last year. Experts say it's because of the state's geology, pipeline network, and extremely efficient production methods. The Permian Basin in West Texas contributed significantly. More details at srnnews.com.